The Newport Folk Festival is famous for a lot of reasons. An 18-year-old Joan Baez got her start there in 1959. It's where Bob Dylan stunt crowds by going electric in 1965. And it's one of the oldest music festivals in the country. This is the 50th anniversary. The acts aren't quite as political as they used to be, but there are exceptions.
There's power in a factory, power in the land, power in the hands of the worker. But it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand. There is power in a union.
That's Billy Bragg singing There's Power in the Union. Joining us now from Newport, Rhode Island, is NPR's Bob Boylan, host of All Songs Considered. And good morning to you, Bob. I'm surprised you're up this early.
Good morning, Leanne. We have another great day ahead of us. So
lovely. I know it's going on all weekend. Tell us, though, about this merging, it seems, of pop and politics, which, of course, was going on back in 1959.
Exactly. It really, I mean, this, the whole festival was trying to mirror what happened in 1959, and that was what was going on. You had the Kingston Trio, and you had Pete Seeger. You had good spiritual and socially conscious music, and I think the festival organizers, in fact, I know the festival organizers made a point to try to mirror the festival 50 years ago.
Sure. Tell us about one of the acts, Gillian Welch. She almost didn't make it to the festival.
It was one of those, you know, airplane nightmares. And she's just driving as fast as she can. And all of a sudden, as she's driving down the road heading to the festival, she's surrounded by police cars. And all of a sudden realizes she's in the middle of a police escort to get her there on time. She gets there with 30 seconds to spare. Walks on stage without, it was too sweaty for her glasses, she didn't have her contacts in, and she felt completely disoriented. Now, Gillian Welch's music is absolutely stunning and gorgeous. You'd never know it in the crowd, but she felt like she was in a dream. And at one point, I think she says to the engineer, could you just crank up the reverb about as much as you can and make my voice sound as surreal as possible?
Can you make me sound like I'm in a bat cave? Yeah? Just keep cranking it up, man. I'll tell you when to stop.
And then they break into White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane, which was a, you know, who would have thunk that she'd ever do a song like that? It was absolutely stunning. Captured the crowd at that moment.
One of my favorite singers, Mavis Staples, has been going to the Newport Festival since the early days. She's now 70. What did she perform?
She did a number of the hits that her and Pop Staples did in the early 70s. You know, I'll Take You There was really the one killer cut. She had a fantastic band. But I have to say that I missed this show. You understand there are three stages going on at the same time. You sort of have to do this juggling act. Plus, we're broadcasting. So, But as I was walking around, people would come up to me and they'd say, Bob, did you see Mavis Staples? Did you see Mavis? I said, no, I haven't seen Mavis Staples. I haven't seen Mavis Staples. And Rita Houston, who's the host of WFUV, said, this was the best thing I saw all day. And then I heard some of it, and it really was a knockout. She had an incredible band. She's always brought the socially conscious, spiritual side to the festival and has been a real mainstay at the festival. And I'm told, because I didn't see it, but she was out there dancing hard.
I know a place, y'all, ain't nobody crying, no, ain't nobody worried, no, no, ain't no smiling faces. Somebody help me now.
I'll take you there. Help me, y'all. I'll take you there. Help me now. I'll take you there.
I have to admit, and, you know, this goes back to, I guess, Bob Dylan going electric. I have to admit, I was surprised to see the Decemberists in the lineup. They're a little bit loud, but they're a very popular indie band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. But their roots, and if you listen to their words, I mean, they're all about the murder ballad. They're all about folk music. It's not a far stretch to think of the Decemberists there. One of the organizers, a fellow who helped put all of the bands this year together, and is this fellow named Jay Sweet. And Jay met up with a member of the Decemberists about 4 or 5 months ago after a concert. And Jay had this dream. He said, you know, I really want people to sing along with things. And there's one song, he said to Chris Funk of the Decemberists, there's one song that you guys do called Sons and Daughters where the ending refrain over and over again is, hear all the bombs fade away. And he says, I just want to imagine all the people in this setting, which is basically there's a big harbor and there's boats and people are listening to the concert on their boats, but then there's a whole crowd of people in front of an audience. He says, I want to hear them all sing over and over again, hear all the bombs fade away.
A little bit louder, come on. All the way out to the very back there. And the people on the sailboat, if you wouldn't mind singing along as well. We need each and every one of you stretching out as far as we can see.
And up to the moment of the Decemberists coming on stage, I don't think Jay Sweet knew whether they'd actually do it or not, but they did. And it sort of was the beginning of what happened next, which was Pete Seeger doing his sing-along.
He was the final set of the day?
He was, and he got on stage, and, you know, this is his 90th year. You know, he played the Madison Square Garden show, and there's been a lot of focus on Pete, and Pete doesn't want a lot of focus on Pete. Pete wants it all to be about the people and about the music. He looked kind of frail. He started playing, turn, and it wasn't very strong, though. A friend of mine came up to me later and said that he had just tears going down his cheeks when it was happening. And as the evening progressed, Pete filled the stage with some of the younger bands, Fleet Foxes, the Decemberists, Gillian Welch, and had the crowd, from the moment he walked out on stage, standing and singing along with him. I wandered through the crowd and just to hear people's voices, and it was so, so beautiful.
It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long.
But really, you know, you can call some of this stuff a little hokey and soft and all that, but it really is just a beautiful moment. They could not have imagined 50 years ago having a moment like this, where Pete Seeger, you know, the spirit of this festival, he played there 50 years ago. George Ween, the fellow who did the organizing of the festival, who also did the jazz festival, both alive and both there and both on stage with all these young musicians that they didn't know but truly appreciated being there.
Bob Boylan of NPR's All Songs Considered, speaking to us from the site of the Newport Folk Festival in Rhode Island. Bob, thanks a lot. Have fun today.
Thank you. Will do. Bye-bye.
And if you're worried that you're missing out on a good time at the Newport Folk Festival, well, worry not. NPR Music's live coverage of the festival continues today from 11:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time at the new NPR.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.